This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The head of the Deer Lake Regional Airport says airlines have been changing the way they offer service over the last 5 to 6 years, with a movement towards larger aircraft less frequently. President and CEO Tammy Priddle says a $30 million terminal and roadway expansion announced last week will address challenges with congestion.
So if you've been in our terminal when we've had, you know, a WestJet, Air Canada, Porter Flight departing in maybe an hour of each other, you would experience significant amount of congestion in our check-in counters, in our hold room, trying to get, you know, a little bit of lunch or a snack before you board your flight, and possibly a little bit of a longer lineup when you're going through pre-board screening.
The project is expected to be tender ready early next year, with construction starting soon after during the spring. The 2,000 square meter expansion will address what Priddle calls pinch points.
To say we are at a space is an understatement. We are at this point have no more real leasable space in our terminal. We have things being stored in all kinds of places that were never intended for storage. So we're really trying to address some of those issues as well.
Priddle says the last time the terminal was upgraded was about 15 years ago.
And now we need to start investing in some of our HVAC system, our heating, and we want to move towards systems that would be able to help us, you know, gain some efficiency in the operation and possibly would be a little more green and support reducing our carbon footprint.
AVNG, supported by McMillan Architecture and CBCL, is going ahead with the design and build of the project. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.